Air Force Secretary James Roach and Air Force Chief of Staff General John P. Jumper visited Capitol Hill last week to present what they called an agenda for change at the scandal-plagued Air Force Academy. More than 50 women at the Academy have reported sexual assaults, and in surveys from 1997 through 2002, women at the Colorado Springs Academy have said sexual assault is common and that a large majority of women have said they would not report incidents to school administrators for fear of reprisals. Last month, Roach and Jumper initiated their plan to change the culture of the Air Force Academy by firing two of the school's top leaders. At last week's session of the Senate Armed Services Committee, both Republican and Democratic senators greeted Roach and Jumper with skepticism. They were criticized for failing to take needed steps to solve the Air Force Academy's problems and for evading direct questions about who should be held responsible for long ignoring the claims of sexual assault. Former Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder was a member of the Academy's Board of Overseers for one term, and she was the first woman member of the House Armed Services Committee. She served on the committee at the time of the 1991 Navy tailhook scandal. She's in our New York studios. Hello, Ms. Schroeder.
Thank you.
Did Secretary Roach and General Jumper deserve the reception that they received at the Senate Armed Services Committee, or were they victims at this point of political grandstanding?
No, I think they more than deserved it. I'm sure they felt it was unfair because this was how things have been going on at the Air Force Academy since I think it was started. So I'm sure they can't understand why everything all of a sudden changed and the other guys got by with it and they didn't. But this is a culture that's in desperate need of change, desperate need of change. And I was really pleased to see my former male colleagues really standing up and saying, enough, this has to stop.
With the fact that the commanding general of the Academy is losing his job, along with another top general at the Academy, Roach and Jumper say that these moves will help change the culture of the Academy. Do you think they will?
Well, there's a lot of things that would help. It's so embedded that it's very difficult to just snap your fingers and say it's different. When African Americans and other minorities came in, usually the commander-in-chief has said, you will accept these people as total team members, or if you can't accept that as your core value, you should get out. That has never really happened for women. And one of the other things that's really changed, I mean, the hard thing about women in the military was actually even the women's groups on the outside, an awful lot of them weren't particularly supportive because a lot of them were rooted in the peace movement and they just figured there were so many other places they could work. So these young lionesses that went into these academies were really there as total pioneers with very little support on the outside and no support on the inside. And I think one of the huge things that's changed is these young women have really proven themselves. The military's tested them almost every year. They've done everything they can to try and find a reason to throw them out. And they keep performing. And they keep performing very well. I thought it was interesting, the first things that they came up with. Well, what we'll do is we'll resexagrate the dorms. And they had several silly ideas like that. And then I think finally the Air Force thought, we got to let these guys go and figure out something new.
Do you think the current conflict might change things?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I think this incredible young woman that now America's in love with from West Virginia just showed how women are able to deal with this. I remember when I used to debate this, people would say to me, oh, well, you can't put women in combat because men will get hurt. They'll get out and open the door of the tank for them, and they'll be exposed, and this will happen, and that will happen. And you just sit there and look at them and say, what? First of all, they go through a training process. If the military training means anything, they're going to train them not to get out and open their door in the middle of hostile fire, for crying out loud. Well, we've now seen women perform in this Gulf War, the prior Gulf War, many others, where they've been prisoners of war, where they've been under fire. And you know what? They don't melt down and sob, and they do very, very well. And I think America is now very proud of them, and I think that has really instigated a huge part of the sea change.
You were the first woman to serve on the House Armed Services Committee. Was there a cultural adjustment there at the time?
Oh, yes. When I came on, my chairman did not want any girls and he didn't want any blacks. And it was the first time a chairman had been overruled. And he got both me and he got Congressman Ron Dellums, an African-American from Oakland. He went nuts. He went totally nuts. And I'll never forget the first day we walked into the committee. He said, well, all of my power has been stripped. It's terrible. The chairman have no respect anymore. But the one thing I can do is I control how many seats are at the dais. And the two of you are only worth half the normal member. So he gave us one chair. So Ron and I shared a chair, cheek to cheek. Now, what a message that sent to the people who came to testify in front of the committee, to the other members of the committee. You know, those kind of things, when you think that was 1973, I know it's a long time ago, but it's not that long ago. That just tells you where their heads were.
Former Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder is now president and CEO of the Association of American Publishers. She joined us from New York. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.